Good afternoon. This is DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This is Phonomancers Anonymous.
Welcome.
And I have with me here for the second time in 2 weeks. Thank you. I forgot how many weeks. Introduce yourself again.
I am DJ Bad Version of Your Poem. I would argue I'm Phonomancers Anonymous' most reliable guest.
Maybe you're definitely in the top two.
I mean in terms of like a guest who isn't like officially part of the show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, true.
Like,
then you're
guest.
The number one top guest.
So I'm number happy to be here top. Again.
I'm gonna make a list and then I'll shame
top
everyone
guests.
Who hasn't guested.
Top guests. It's the new Top Chef.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I crowdsourced on my Facebook page, which you should like if you're on Facebook and want to keep up with my weekly endeavors on the radio. Crowdsourced, you know, for a guest. I got 2 likes, and neither of them are here. So fake Facebook, more like fake book. What I just played was a new song from Starchild and the New Romantic, and it's so good. It's called Language. And I think he's coming out with new music very soon. That was one of the new musics. What do we want to talk about today? I have a really good hour of music, I think. Like, I'm really excited for, like, the quality of music that I'm about to play you. Some, like, new music that I'm really excited about. And we'll get to it all. We have a whole 55 minutes and 14 seconds ahead of us. And please, call in. Honestly, we love to talk to random people, whether or not you're friends or, you know, actual random people.
I give really good advice.
Yeah. We can be,
if you need
can
some
give
advice.
You we know. Can react to your song requests. We can, whether or not we play them, we will react to them. You should call us at 855-915-9636. It's 855-915-WMFO. That's the line that
cool. Can't wait to get all your calls.
Yeah. Bye. See you soon.
Don't you tell another lie. Don't you tell another truth. From visions of you. Don't you know the way I feel? Can't you read my mind? Don't you read between the lines for what's
in a mirror, disappear.
Again.
Hello.
That was a run of three songs.
Wow. Marathon.
And yeah, they're, you know, Art Feynman, Hercules and Love Affair, and then a song by Karen O and Michael Kiwanuka that was part of like a Kenzo fashion launch, but there's like a music video. I don't know. It's just I love Karen. What were we were, you know, during those songs, we were contemplating life, looking out the window, counting the cars, and the question arose, counting people, looking at people. We saw someone we knew out the window, which is always thrilling.
Thinking about our days.
And we were like, what are the things we've counted today?
And we had an immediate answer.
It came to us because we counted something together.
This revelatory experience this afternoon, in which we were counting wontons.
You know the wonton wrappers that come in a stack and it's packaged the way mozzarella cheese would be packaged? You know, like airtight.
Mm-hmm, very airtight. And these are paper thin
wonton wrappers.
So they kind of stick together.
They all stick together.
And it's kind of really hard to tell which one is which.
Yeah. Where one ends and the other begins.
Mm-hmm. It's a metaphor for
life. Infinity wonton wrappers. So we're like, how many? We were at with our friends at the Crafts House, and they were going to make something out of the Wild Time Rappers. And we were like, I wonder how many... I wasn't really paying attention, so maybe you can start at the beginning. The oral history of this...
of the wonton counting.
Of the wonton count, yes.
By DJ, bad yeah. version of your poem.
Yeah.
Bad so version of this story.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God, so true.
So, yeah, so we were... we went over to Kraft's house to eat some apple crisp, which was really yummy.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Molly. And hope you're listening. I told you to. You have no reason not to because you're cooking. But so we were eating apple crisp, and then our friends were thinking about what they were going to make for dinner, and they were looking at these wontons, and then somehow or other, we started thinking about how many would be in there.
Mm.
And guesses ranged from 6.
Well, first, this is where I entered, because okay. so I can tell you my entry point
All right.
into this,
you wanna cut
this
me off,
narrative.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, you know, paying attention to something else, and then I heard an exclamation from across the room because someone didn't believe Hannah's estimation, sorry, DJ Bad version of your poem's estimation, that there were somewhere between 50 and 75 wonton wrappers.
Mm-hmm, that was my guess.
That was
my first guess.
The initial guess. I was like, I would say 50. Like, I would go in the lower end of Hannah's estimation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said 30. Someone said there might be 30.
Yeah, there was a series
yeah,
of guesses.
And I was like, you know, I think there's around 50 because, you know, this was made like... mass produced mm-hmm. wonton wrapper packages, you know, yeah. they were like 50, you know, we'll put 50 in each one. There can't be like an odd number, you know, that would
yeah.
be weird. It would be a mistake.
And it was confusing.
All right, then our friend Molly, who made the apple crisp, goes, I think there's 43. And she was like saying it to mess with us.
And she was like kind of scoffing,
LOL,
you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, we were like, ha ha.
She's a great prankster.
43.
Yeah, we were like, ha ha ha.
There would never be 43.
There would never be 43. And then...
You probably know what's about to happen next, dear listeners.
Yeah, there's some...
Because we can't do suspense.
In case you had any narrative anxiety.
We don't do that
you
here.
Worry.
You always know what's going to happen at the end.
But basically, so our friend guessed.
Yeah.
41.
43.
No, I know.
Oh, I messed it up. As you can tell, I was like not super present for this because I don't like counting. Keep going.
Our friend counted 41, and then...
Like through the package, like without opening
the package,
it,
just
kind of like
visually,
eyeing
you know?
It, like carefully
And we were
it.
Like, wow, that's so close to 43. It's got to be 40 because, you know, mass
yeah.
production.
Yeah.
And then Molly decided to just go for it and rip open
it.
The package.
They were going to cook it anyway, you
count
know?
Them one by one, which she did.
Yeah.
And
it was like very slow for some reason. We were
if
like,
anyone wants to call in and guess how many she counted.
Oh, should we do that?
It's, you know, 43.
It was 43. It was, can you believe that? Can you call in and tell us how likely that is?
Tell
Anyone
us whether
with
you believe
us. A statistical mind can be like, what are the odds of randomly saying, like, let's say we were like, there's around 50. Someone randomly guesses 43 out of all the other odd numbers that are near 50. And there were 43 wonton wrappers in the thing.
Unbelievable.
Truly the highlight of my day. Hello.
Hey.
We were just wondering how many people are listening. If you caught the tail end of Hannah's sentence. Looks like there was 16 people.
Wow.
But like I always say, I don't know whether or not to trust that number because it's just there on the screen. And I'm like, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about numbers in
yeah,
general.
Yeah, same. So yeah, the first song I played in that two song run was, well, okay, the second song that you just heard was by Xenia Rubinos and it was Black Stars. Before that, a song by this, I guess maybe they're a duo. I don't really know what they are, but you know, they make music. Dark Brooms. No, they're really not a duo. This song called I Get Overwhelmed, and it was in a movie called A Ghost Story, which I didn't see. But it has Rooney Mara in it, and I saw something online about how there's this scene in the movie where she eats pie. And that was the first time she had ever eaten pie in her life.
That is not true. No way.
And she's 31. That was the first time she ever had a bite of pie was while filming that movie.
What kind of pie was it?
Oh, I'm looking it up right now. I literally Googled Rooney Mara pie. It's true. Been fact checked. It's on the cut. Rooney Mara never tried pie until last year. Kind of a clumsy headline.
Yeah.
And the scene is really long. The scene where she eats the pie, because she's like, my understanding of it is like where she's like mourning someone who's died, and she like lives alone, and she's like really upset, so she like eats the whole pie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here. Mara's character emotionally eats an entire chocolate cream pie in silence while grieving. Chocolate cream pie. Mm. Yeah, while grieving the death of her partner. Yeah, and then Mara told the Los Angeles Times, it was such a unique way of showing grief. I'm sorry, I can't speak. We've never seen anything like that before, and I'd actually never had pie before. That was my first and last pie. What this headlight... Why am I feeling?
I don't know.
Am
but
I having a stroke?
I don't think so, but I have some questions about this pie situation.
Because what this headline fails to mention is that it was her first and last pie. That's crucial information. So it was her first pie, and then she never went back to eating pie after
that. Well, of course she wouldn't want to eat pie after eating an entire
pie. Okay, you're
right.
You're right. And it was chocolate cream.
But also, A, there are a lot of different kinds of pie.
Mm-hmm.
And B... I don't think that grief eating is a particularly unique form of grief, but
yeah,
that's just,
yeah, she says it's super unique maybe to her, but oh my gosh, something about pie always grossed me out, and I just never tried it before. But you're like, as a child, like your parent didn't feed you pie, like try to like give you pie, like at the time where you can't decide really what to eat, and your parent just like feeds you a bite of pie at, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened to me.
Mm. That's your experience.
I didn't even
with
have
pie?
A choice in eating pie. Why did she have a choice?
Did she ever have a cake?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Cookies, salad.
Also, it was a vegan chocolate cream pie, so we can draw our own conclusions.
Is she vegan?
I think so.
She must be vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
She would
it was
be vegan.
Vegan, gluten free, and low sugar.
Of course she didn't like it.
Of course she's not going to eat pie again. Holy crap. The angle of this article is really leaving out the crucial information.
She ate an entire vegan, gluten-free, low-sugar pie.
While filming a really sad scene in a movie.
I would be crying if I had to eat that pie, but
I'm mad at the person who let this be her first bite of pie, you know? Mm-hmm. Why weren't they like, did you snap to that? Or did I imagine it?
No, I clicked a pen.
Oh, it sounded like snapping.
I know,
and
which
I internalized it as congratulatory
but
snapping.
Yeah, the pen agrees with you.
Thank you. Like, why didn't someone involved in this process be like, Rooney, you're about to eat this, like, you're about to do this really grueling scene where you eat a whole pie, but I need you to not always associate pie. Like, someone should have been looking out for her and fed her pie before the
mm-hmm.
scene.
Or been like, Rooney, I know that you...
Rooney.
For some reason, the only thing that's popping into my head right now is are gay, but Rooney, I know that you are gay. No, Rooney, I know that you are vegan is what I'm trying to say.
You know, these things are always intertwined or something.
I know that you're vegan, but you have to eat
an
entire pie.
There's probably good vegan pie out there, you know?
Probably.
They could have given it to her.
Peanut butter pie would be really good.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I bet she's nut-free too for this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you to The Cut for giving us the facts, but not the angle that
we
would want.
That's shocking. It's upsetting, and it's fine.
Yeah. But backstory to this fact that we played a song from the soundtrack of that movie where Rooney Mara has her first bite of pie. I'm going to play a new song, two new songs that I'm super excited about. One's from Hop Along by Hop Along, this Philly band that I love, that I think everyone should listen to, because they're the vocalist, forget her name, but I think her name is Frances. She has like an amazing voice that's never been done before, and they're coming out with new music soon, and I'm pumped. So cool.
Your middle name, all the same. Kill me now. such a drama queen. You've got something up your sleeve, don't you? Oh. Oh. Wait a minute.
Hey, that was Hot Pink from Let's Eat Grandma, my favorite British girl duo that makes really cool music. I always thought they were sisters, but because they look exactly the same. Like, look at this picture. They have the same exact hair, and they're wearing the same clothes, so I guess, like, they are embracing it, but they're actually just best friends, and they make really fun music that they just started putting out, like, I guess 2 summers ago, but now they're coming out with more, and it's good. And before that, like I said, Hop Along, which if you take anything away from this chaotic hour, listen to Hop Along. Your life will be better. And now for the always informative PSA.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
That was really well and earnestly read. I think that was the best you've ever done.
Thank you. I acted in high school.
I can tell. You were. I think I knew that. That's so funny. That was good. That was genuinely, like, I felt that.
Yeah, I mean, fires are really serious.
Yeah, they kind of actually are, yeah.
We've been reading Jane Eyre.
Oh, fire in Jane Eyre. There is fire in Jane Eyre. If only Jane, or no, if only Mr. Rochester had known about the Red Cross. But I need you to know that when we were flipping through our handy book of PSAs, and the top of that PSA says, home fires, donate.
I really misunderstood.
And it goes, home fries, donut.
And I thought that I was saying home fries, donate, by the way. I was like, yes, let's donate some home fries.
Home fries, donut.
Yeah, okay. So if anyone wants to...
donut.
You should totally support people in need who are suffering
from
fires.
And also, like, give blood, too.
Fires, give blood.
The need for blood is constant.
But also, you know, eat some home fries.
Maybe a donut. Home fries, donut.
Home fries, donut.
Home fries, donut. Shilpa Ray, Rockaway Blues from Door Girl. Great album. Great musician. Before that, Dark Shadows from EMA. Always legendary.
Woohoo.
What you doing tonight?
You know, probably gonna hang out with one of my friends. Mm-hmm, maybe mm-hmm. gonna do some writing. Maybe sure. gonna have an existential crisis. Who
of
knows?
Yeah. Well, I hope it goes well.
Thanks. What about you?
I'm probably just going to go home after this. My housemate is making steak tonight. I haven't had steak.
That's intense.
It's intense. I was surprised because we don't really do a lot of meat in my house. And this is like the most, mm-hmm. most meaty meat.
It's steak.
It's steak, you know. Like, I would never make steak just because it's not my kind of meat. But I would eat it if someone else made it.
Not that kind of meat.
I wouldn't eat, yeah, exactly. My memoir. my essay collection. But, you know, I'm gonna do it, because why not? My dad would be proud. He really likes when I eat red meat. It's weird.
I hope it goes well.
Yeah. thanks. Well-intentioned for tonight. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm finding myself randomly with like extra time, but I should probably just play our last song, which is what me and DJ Bad Version of Your Poem are gonna dance to on our way out.
Woo.
It's Tokyo Police Club, bit of a throwback to 2010 when this was my jam.